The United Nations says Israel has illegally razed the homes of 77 Palestinians this week in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the occupied West Bank. According to the UN, half of those made homeless were children. Some of the demolished structures had been provided by the international community to support vulnerable families. The Russian president has criticized Kiev for its silence over Moscow's peace proposal to ease tensions in Ukraine's east. Vladimir Putin said those who have ordered the indiscriminate use of arms and warplanes on densely populated areas should bear full responsibility. Kiev has denied using combat aviation in recent months. A UN envoy has met with Yemen's resigned president Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi and Houthi fighters. Jamal bin Omar has urged both sides to hold a dialogue and resolve the crisis. Hadi stepped down on Thursday after the cabinet members resigned. The parliament is now set to hold a meeting to discuss the resignations. The United Nations has called on warring parties in South Sudan to reach a final deal to end the conflict. In a statement, the UN Secretary General urged the African country's President Salva Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar to respect the ceasefire agreement signed earlier. Police in Brazil have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse thousands of people demonstrating against rising public transport fares. Several people were arrested in Sao Paulo. The protests escalated when demonstrators marched towards City Hall. At least one bank was smashed up at the end of the rally. The ISIL terrorists have reportedly shot dead nearly 60 people in the Iraqi town of Sinjar. According to local sources, the victims were army officers and civilians. The ISIL has been carrying out horrific acts of violence since it captured large swaths of Iraqi land in June. Iran's foreign minister says the ongoing problems in the Middle East are not due to Shia-Sunni rivalries, but are rooted in extremism. Mohammad Javad Zarif said a good number of extremists are coming from Western societies. He said support for extremists must be stopped in order to end extremism. And the Pentagon says the first group of U.S. troops will head to the Middle East in the next few days to train insurgents in Syria. Some 100 soldiers, mostly from Special Operation Forces, will establish training sites for militants fighting the Syrian government.